Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Radio Blog Talk, and I just want to thank you guys for joining in on the line today. If you hear my grandbaby coughing in the background, this allergy season has really been rough on him, and so we want to keep on praying for him. It's been really rough on some of these babies out here this year, so we want to keep praying for all the babies. I'm so glad that you guys could join in online today. I know it is Veterans Day, and we want to just say thank you to all those who have served in any capacity in the U.S. Force, in the Armed Forces. So we want to thank you guys for serving. We want to thank your families because, you know, we know that that's such an adjustment period as well, you know, when your loved ones go off and serve their country, you're gone for such a long time and you encounter so many things. And so, you know, we just really want to say thank you so much for your service, for serving our country, for keeping up, making sure that we stay safe over here. So we just want to thank you, and we praise God for you, and we just want to say we love you, love you, love you, love you. So thank you guys again for joining in on today. We're going to open up in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for the transformation that is taking place in the hearts and the minds of your people, Lord God. We thank you for every leader, every ministry. We thank you for every layperson who is doing kingdom business, who is operating in kingdom business. And so we just give you glory, honor, and praise that you have chosen us to be a mouthpiece in the earth for such a time as this. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, you are always welcome to do what you want to do for these 30 minutes with it. We're on the line, and even when we leave the line, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. Thank you for your blood. I pray for every caller that's on the line and every caller that's going to come behind us and hear the recording, and I pray that they are blessed today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is such an awesome God. Don't you just love him today? Yeah, today and every day and every day and every day. Hallelujah. So today we're going to look at the topic ICS, which means Identity Crisis Syndrome. Identity Crisis Syndrome. And, you know, a lot of us, we won't say that we have issues with that, but we really do, you know. I mean, hey, it is what it is, you know, that the only way we can allow God to break some things off of us is if we confess those things. You know, sometimes we do. We wait for people to look at us a particular way, you know, honor us in a particular way, or, you know, we allow people to give us our identity. Well, you know, God has already given us an identity. We are his child. We are his children. We are the apple of his eye. We are his vessels. We are his servants, and he loves us. And once he gives us an identity, that is all that matters. It does not matter what anybody else says or how they view you, how they look at you, what they call. It does not matter. You know, sometimes people will call you everything except a child of God. And so, and even in this hour that we're living in, they'll call you a child of God, and then they'll turn around and call you something else. But hey, look, you better know who you are in Jesus Christ. You better know the one who saves you. You better know the one who keeps you and watches over you and gives you health and strength and provision. You better know the one who protects us. And so we thank God that he is God and he does not change, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He does not change. It's us who change. It's not God. He is always the loving and kind God. He is always the grace and merciful God, graceful. And so I wanted to share with you, I just released a book, Praise God, Glory to God. There's a huge testimony behind that. Glory to God. But anyway, I thank God for the people who my spiritual mother and my covering, my apostolic covering, who just did some amazing things, and I just want to thank God for them. But this book that the Lord allowed me to write and release, and it's called Prophetically Speaking. Today is a new day. You need to go check that out on Amazon. It's a 31-day journey that'll help you find, reach deep into yourself to help you get to that place of knowing who you are. And some of us might say, I don't need another 31-day journey. I don't need another book tell me who I am. Hey, invest in you. Invest in you. This book is off the chain. I've been reading it myself, and the Lord allowed me to write it. And every day I am thankful that he allowed me to put my pick up the pen and put my hands to work, because it has really helped me. And it's, according to the testimonies, it's helping some other people as well. So that's what it's about, helping people to grow and build and identify some things within themselves so that they can move forward in the things that God has called them to move in. And so, again, today we're looking at identity crisis syndrome. And what it's saying is, what the Lord gave me to write was, it says, identity crisis syndrome, never allow anyone to freely strip you from who God purposed you to be just to create another one of themselves. Know who you are in him, your new journey, and not from what others may label you according to your past history. And so with that said, you know, we come from different walks of life. We come from different backgrounds. But you know what the awesome thing about that is? When we turn our life over to God, when we give ourselves over to God and give him complete and total control over our lives, it does not matter how others look at us. You know, it does not matter how others label us. As I said before, sometimes people will call you everything except a child of God. And then after they call you back and call you a child of God, they may turn around and call you some other stuff. But hey, again, as I said before, you know, we just live in some brutal times. That's why you have got to know who you are in him. You have got to know that how he looks at you is all that matters. I don't care. You may used to be a drug dealer. You may used to walk the street. You maybe used to be a user. You know, you may used to be all of those things. But my Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life, my is gone, and a new life has begun. And so it does not matter what you used to do back in the day. It does not matter how many pavements your foot hit on the streets. My God, it does not matter how many tables you danced on in the club. It does not matter. What matters is that you have given your life over to Jesus Christ, and he has wiped all of that old nasty stuff that we used to have in us. He has wiped those things away, and he has put a new garment on us, a new garment of praise, a new garment of thanksgiving, a new garment of worship, a new garment of forgiveness. We are a new creature, N-E-W, glory to God. We are new creatures in him. And so what we have to do, we have to make sure that we don't allow the enemy to put those little bugs in our head. You know what? We said it before. I don't care where you go. There's always somebody from our past that would say, I remember when you used to. Well, you know what? You need to tell them, that's not my address no more. You got to keep it moving. I got a new address. I have a new address. Listen, that old address is long gone. That person don't live here no more. I'm not going to allow you to remind me of what I used to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't need nobody to remind you of what you used to do. You already know what you used to do because you're the one who used to do it. And so we can't allow people to just put that thing on us like that. You know, some of us are strong in that areas and some of us are not too strong in those areas. But those of us who are strong in those areas of, you know, knowing how to brush that stuff off, you know, when God allows us to encourage others who may not be so strong in that area, we need to make sure we do that. We need to make sure we encourage them in the word and let them know, hey, that old blanket that you used to put on, God, girl, boy, man, God, he done took that thing off and he done covered you and he done wiped you clean. And then you got to hold your head up high. Don't you hold your head down low. I tell people all the time, the only time I'm going to hold my head down is when I am admiring the shoes that God has allowed me to put on my feet to walk the pavement and stomp the enemy's head in. That's That's the only time I'm holding my head down. And so I tell you what, it does not matter what others say. Hey, we have got to learn how to get past that. But, of course, everybody is not there. And so because everybody is not there, what do? We keep on encouraging them so they can get there. Because why? Because they need to get there, because they need to encourage some old folks that they can get past there too. So it does not matter. Remember, your address has changed. Your behavior has changed. Your ways of thinking have changed. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I love that scripture. You know why? Because now when we look at it, when we think about where we've come from and where God has brought us from, we were some flesh walking fools. Y'all know that. Come on, somebody. We're going to keep it real. We're going to tell it like it is. We're going to tell the truth and be honest about this thing. We were some flesh walking fools. You know why? Because everything our flesh wanted to do, we didn't think about asking God about it. We just went on ahead and did it. We didn't think about the consequences of our behavior. We just went on ahead and cut up. You know what I'm saying? And so now that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, we don't walk after that flesh. We walk after the Spirit. And what spirit is that? That's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. That's that spirit that tells us, hey, you better not say that. Hey, you better not do that. Hey, you better not go that way. I need you to go left. Don't go right. I need you to go up, not backwards. Come on, somebody. And so now that we are able to walk in the Spirit of God, we're being led by the Holy Spirit and not by the flesh. Now, we're also going to be mindful that we need to die to the flesh daily, because the flesh is just what it is. It gets hungry, and the flesh, it likes to go to battle with the Spirit. But the more we stay in the Word of God, the more we keep it real, the more we be who God has called us to be, the more we spend time in prayer, the more we spend time in praise and worship. And also remember that the Bible said that some things come by prayer and fasting, which means some of those things that we're dealing with, we're going to have to do some fasting along with that praying so they can work together. Come on, somebody. And so listen, as we are going through the days and we're trying to get to the point of, we want to get to that. We want to perfect those things that God has called us to do, and we want to perfect the things within ourselves, and we want to do, things that is pleasing and acceptable to God. We have to remember always that we are not where we used to be. We are new creatures in Christ. And so when the enemy tries to remind us where we used to be, you come back with the word. Don't allow yourself to get out of character and start feeding off of what somebody else is saying, letting them label you who you are. You just know who you are in Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so remember, I don't live in this body I have now. It is not the old person. This is not the old Carolyn. This is the new Carolyn. This is the new Carolyn, the one that Jesus Christ came and saved. This is a new Carolyn who God has just wiped that slate clean and gave me a fresh start, a fresh new beginning. And he did the same thing for you. Glory to God. And so what do we do in return? We give him glory in all things, and we give him honor in all things. Now, when some of us who have been dealing with those things, that anger situation, sometimes people are going to try to make you angry just because they know you have dealt with anger. Isn't that amazing? That is so funny to me, because, the enemy loves to send people our way, knowing that we have already been broken off of some things, but he likes to send people our way just to see if we're going to get angry, just to see if that little bitterness is still sitting there, just to see if that little unforgiveness is still there, just to see if that fighting spirit, I used to have a fighting spirit, but anyway, praise God for deliverance, just to see if that little fighting spirit is still there. Yeah, he likes to send things our way just to see if the house is clean. And when I say the house is clean, I mean the only inside. But The more the Holy Spirit dwells in you, the more the Holy Spirit is activated in you. I'm telling you that inside is going to stay clean. And then when you catch yourself, yes, when we catch ourselves about to say something, do something, Holy Spirit, I'm going to need you to help me with this one. Yeah. My God. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord for help. That's what he's there for. Lord, he know we can't do this thing by ourselves. Come on. He know we need his help. He know that we're going to have to call on him daily to keep on walking in the right path that he needs us to walk in. And so when people look at you and they start telling you who they think you are because of where you came from, you don't have to fall prey to that. Know who you are in God. You are anointed. You are appointed. You are gifted. You are talented. You are beautiful. You are loved. And so know who you are in God. And when you know who you are in God and you know who God is, you can walk in the power and the authority that God has given you. And you know what? And you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. For what? I'm not explaining myself to anybody, hey. My God, my God. Because why? Not because I'm prideful, not because I'm puffed up, because it's because I know who God is in me. I know who I serve. And so if I spend my days trying to explain to people who I am, then I'm belittling God. I'm taking away from him. I would rather sit there and let the Lord tell me who I am, instead of trying to explain to people who probably would never understand you anyway about who I am in Christ Jesus. Because the bottom line is, the reality of it is this: when people look at us, they see who they want to see. Not all the time, but sometimes people see who they want to see. You know, we have some people who don't even like you, and they don't even know you, but they don't like you because they know somebody who you know. Crazy. They know somebody who you know who probably have a beef with you or upset with you about whatever reason, something that's probably crazy. And they never get the opportunity to get to know you because they're going by what somebody else said. Come on, guys. So let's make sure that we don't fall into that prey. Let's make sure that we don't fall into that same old trap. You know what I'm saying? I have just a few people I know that just whatever it is, I mean, they just, for whatever reason, you know, I don't know if it's because it's the color of my hair that I like to wear so many colors, or is it because I have two gold teeth? I have no idea. You know what I mean? But that's between them and God, and that's the way you should look at it. You know, you're going to have people who don't even know you but don't like you. For whatever reason, that's not an issue for you to deal with. You don't have time for that. That's between them and God. You pray for them and keep them moving and let God handle them. But we have to make sure that we are still, that we are purified on the inside. We have to make sure that our hearts are still pure. We have to make sure that when God looks at us, he sees, he's pleased with what he sees in us. You understand what I'm saying? So don't allow yourself to become a victim of ICS, identity crisis syndrome. Somebody ask you, who are you? I know who I am. Who are you? My God. I'm a child of God, period. No explanation. It's just period. You know what I mean? I like to do that sometimes. Period. That's it. I'm not going to explain it to you, and you don't have to explain nothing to me, you know. And then when people look at us, you know, the awesome thing is, when people of God who really have a relationship with God, they don't even have to ask you who you are, because the anointing is over your life. The glory of God is over your life. The love of God, you display, not just talk about it, you display it. I'm telling you, the character of Jesus Christ, you just display it, you know what I mean, without even having to put in forth any effort. It's like, you know, some people have to push. They have to push themselves to love. They have to push themselves to be kind. You know what I mean? When we have the characteristic traits of God, of Jesus Christ, and that stuff comes so easily. It really does. It comes so easily. We love on others because God first loved us. And so, you know, people just cling to us and they begin to love on us. And so they can look at us and know who we are. They know that we are a child of God. Those are some awesome people to be around. Those are some awesome people to be connected to. And so as you walk in your calling and walk in your anointing, yeah, you already know. That those, you know, especially, this is it, guys, especially when you know when you realize and you see and recognize that God begins to elevate you more and more and more and more, baby. Those jokers gonna start coming out of the woodworks like flies. I'm telling you, they're gonna start coming out of the woodworks like flies on a hot summer day in Texas. My God, they're gonna start coming out and try to swarm around you just to throw you off balance, just to throw you off course, just to see, you know, have you moved on for real, just to see, you know, do you still have that stank attitude, or just to see, are you still holding on to something from 30 years ago or 20 years ago or 10 years ago or even last week, you know what I mean? But you know what? You know who you are. You tell yourself today, I'm not dealing with identity crisis. You know why? I'm not a victim of identity crisis syndrome. You know why? Because I know who I am in Jesus Christ. Because I know that when I turn my life over to him, he wiped that slate clean. He forgave me of all of my sins. He says that I am a new creature in him. And so therefore, I don't even have to spend no time justifying it. Therefore, I don't have to spend any time explaining myself. Therefore, I don't have to spend my time trying to make myself be like somebody else or try to make myself be seen and known just to get some kind of identity. God already has identified me. He has already given me an identity. So you call your name out boldly and say, this is who I am. I am a child of God. I am the one. I am a chosen vessel. I am a servant of the Most High God. And whatever he's called me to do, I'm going to do it. And remember your old address? That thing's been gone a long time ago. You got a new address, and he's about to give you another one. Praise God. The more you continue to seek after him, the more you continue to do the will of the Father, the more you continue to be about kingdom business. Yes, kingdom business. The more you do that, the more God begins to change your address. He begins to give you more new thinking. He begins to elevate you more, more anointing, more grace, more favor. My God, he begins to do a new thing the more you grow in him. And so if you was having some issues with that identity crisis type thing, I pray that today has helped you. I pray that not only did it help you, but I pray that you would get an understanding of it. Just so, you know, you may not have, to, you know, you may have never had that issue, but you might know somebody who has had that issue, or you may know someone who's dealing with that issue now. Now you can go and minister to them, not saying that you haven't been doing it, but maybe just to help them as well, and you can share it with them as well. And so I want to thank you guys for joining on the line today. I really appreciate you guys. I love you so much with the love of Christ. I pray that you continue to have a beautiful, blessed day today. Go and check me out on Periscope. I'm on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook. Some of you guys know that. Also, just a few announcements. If you haven't registered for the conference in March 18th and 19th, please go ahead and register. We have special rates for the rooms. For those who will be attending the Ambassadors Gathering, I am so excited about that. God is going to do some awesome, awesome things. And so, you know, go ahead and get registered for that. If you need to make some kind of plans or whatever you need to do, you guys, you know how I am. Some of you do, but, you know, keep in touch and you'll learn. It's not about all that with me, but I do want you to be able to get there. You have some time to, you know, pay in increments, to register in increments and things like that, because I understand that, you know, some of you have multiple kids and it's multiple families. Go ahead and hit me up on my inbox and let me know what's going on so we can get you registered. Also, I'll be in Meridian, Mississippi in April with a group of awesome women, The Encounter. If you're in the area, go ahead and get registered. Stop by. If you know some people in the area who may be blessed, go ahead and let them know as well. Again, my book is out. Praise the Lord. Prophetically Speaking, Today is a New Day. You can order that on Amazon. I appreciate you guys' support with that as well. So, again, I love you guys. Let me go ahead and pray out. Father, we thank you for today. I speak joy, peace, protection, favor, blessings over everyone that's on the line, God. I thank you for them, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for their families. I pray for their ministries. God, I just pray, Lord, that you, God, just move mightily on their behalf, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for their diligence, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you just give them even greater anointing. Lord God, I pray, Father, as we leave this line today, but never your presence, that you just watch over them. Give them a sweet rest in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for this awesome, awesome time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I love you guys. I love you guys so much, and I want to thank you for joining in on the line. You guys have a great, great afternoon or a great remainder of the evening, and we'll talk to you soon. See you next week on His Heart Speaks with Prophetess Carolyn, and I'll see you then. One more other thing, as we are learning some new things in the studio, what I'm going to do is try to figure out how to bring you guys on live so that I won't be disconnecting folks. So we're going to be working on that part as well. So I want to thank you guys for joining in again. You guys have a blessed evening. Talk to you later, and I love you much. Goodbye.